beim Arbo. The Rambam says, and Arbo, first I see the Pasuk. Says, V'osu Aaron atzei shitim. V'osu Aaron atzei shitim. Like, Russian plural. The Arachayim is and the Medjitul is it. The whole Maisa Mishkan, this is Vasisa. Chutzim the Aaron, it says plural. Why does it say plural? Why does it say plural? So the answer is, there's a Gemara, the Rambam, it's Talmud Torah, really Gemara, Mada. Where's the Talmud Torah? Famous Rambam, Shloshik Sarim, Nichtu Yisrael. The Jewish people have three crowns: Kesef Torah, Kesef Kohuna, Kesef Malchus. Kesef Kohuna, Zochabay Aaron, Shneimah V'Hoysal Loel Zari Achrov. Bris Kohuna Soila. Kesef Malchus, Zochabay David. Shneimah Zari Loelam Yiyav Kisa Kishemish Negdi. Kesef Torah. Hare Munach V'Oimed U'Muchan Munach V'Oimed U'Muchan L'Koyol. Everybody Shenema Torah Tzivu L'Ono Moish Marosh Kielas Yaakov Komu Sheyirtze Yovoi V'Yitoyol. That's just the Loshen Rabim. There is a Saint Davening. You can say it tonight and tomorrow, the Saint Chalkeinu, as we have it in Abba Rabba. But here's my favorite, Saint Chalkeinu. What does it mean, Saint Chalkeinu? What does that mean? So the Alshech explains it. Every Jew stood by Hasin, I got a chelik in Torah. Everyone. And they say more than that. They say one has more. When he has, the other one is not his. It's his. And he has to work very hard to get it. To get his share. Everyone has a share in Torah. That's one thing in the Arab also. Sechel, Kim, Sarah, Sechel. Everyone has a chelik. His own. And when I'm saying this, is someone in the Shia, I mentioned yesterday. And this in general, I don't attack anybody. Unless one person I attack. Right? I always suck my attacks, that I'm supposed to. If the Rabbanut makes Afghanistan, things like that. So we have to attack it. Machshu the Rabbin, a fake Geirus. Right. But a person only attack one person. And he asked Iyun, this is yeshiva. No Iyun. Asid Iyun. Which is kfira. Iyun is Torah Shabbal Peh. They don't Torah Shabbal Peh without Iyun. Lasek the Visaira means Iyun. The Talmud. Talmud means Iyun. Now, what's his justification? He said that because of Ian, the weak boys are falling off. And therefore, he asked if experience, they're not losing the Yerushalayim, they get bored, they don't chap. And therefore, to save them, he has asked Ian. Why am I saying this? It's 100% wrong. There's a very beautiful thing that Tomo does that no one does. At the dinner they hand out, they did it twice already, a sefer of chedushim of the alumni. they had 150 pieces, 500 pieces, gets bigger and bigger. Now, the beauty of it is, it's not just the big lump donor, which there are, Baruch Hashem, many from this yeshiva. Even Balabatam, guys who went to work or whatever, good pieces of Torah. So they don't have as many pieces of Torah as the Lamdan, but they have good pieces of Torah. Everybody's a chelik in Torah. Then what's your thing as the boy falling off because he can't make Iyun? That means he doesn't have good, your staff is not good? Or you're not good? Right? What do you mean? Everyone can say a Sfarah. Everyone can say a Sfarah. A good Sfarah. And that is also the Chalkim Sarasacha. As a matter of fact, it was I told some people, I started the Rav Shir in the summer. I wanted a Shir. I said to him, I want to eat in the summer too. He said, bring me Brachma, I'll say a Shir. And I did, and he did. And I had no money to go to Boston. So I called Boston Rebbe, and I said, I need Panos, I gotta go to Shir. I was married already. As a matter of fact, one of my daughters is born in Boston. You'd never know it. Auerbach, from AIDS. Cambridge, Massachusetts, his wife. Cambridge, Mass. The last person in the world to think is born in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Right? And I didn't want to leave the chair. Anyway. An interesting thing then. The original plan was to go back. Have the baby. I would pay the doctor already. Go back to Brooklyn to have the baby. I won't share. So I paid it again. Anyway, she was born in Boston. I didn't want to be a surprise to Rob because I didn't want to tell him to send me back to Brooklyn. Anyway, she was due around Tisha B'Av time. So I went to him. I said, a woman in the ninth month, does she have to fast in Tisha B'Av? Looks at me. Oh. You're hiding something over here. Absolutely not. No fasting. I did. Of course I didn't listen. And she fasted. And mom's complications because of that. Anyway, next day, I told him I had a baby good daughter in her. He was very angry. I didn't tell him, you know. Anyway, the next day after that, the gabbai comes over to me. He's gabbai with a $1,000 check. Said, I figured out you must have put a doctor. I figured out exactly what I did. I don't want you to lose money. Here, give me $1,000. But, how did I get to this?
Boston Rebbe. Boston Kirov. Rebbe was all I wanted to
right,
get
right, I had no
sure.
money. So I called Boston Rebbe. He said, oh, I have a group of boys for you. The new Bali Tshuva from Harvard. Very smart boys. And you teach them. You know, you be lunchtime, whatever. When you're not busy with the shiur, you teach them. Fine. Right. These guys were eating pig a few months before. After the kach. Chazer presses, you call it in Yiddish. Anyway, I spent the whole summer with them. Right. One was very bright. Chapped the whole shiur. Everyone was not so bright. He became a Gera Chassid. Yeah. Five guys. One went to Israel. Anyway, the whole summer I did not mention Hashem once. What have you shared? I told my Rambam, my Chassanuch, argue. I have no idea what I did to them. Reb Chaim, Lomdus, pure Lomdus. Mamish. Fantastic. Anyway, I come home. I get a phone call that we'd like to meet with you to get the Belz Rebbe sent us. Okay, a bunch of committee comes to my house. The bills were found out. I don't know if they found maybe Ruach HaKodesh. So you're a tremendous success. He's opening a Baal Teshuva yeshiva, Teshuva Emuna, and he wants me to head it. So I said, I don't specialize in Kiruv Rechokim. I specialize in Richel Krovim. That's my specialty. And, I wasn't interested in spending my life with that, doing that. Anyway, so what are we talking about over here? Everybody's a chelik in Torah. He was saying brilliant stuff, these chazer presses. He was saying brilliant insights. There's no such thing that what? This boy has no shaykhus to lumdus. That's the asset iyun. No such thing. Right. One of them was a ger. He hadn't even dried his ears yet from the tefillah. And he was saying beautiful stuff already, beautiful chedushim over here. Everyone has a sechel. Kein u'b'ser o'sechel. I'm telling you from experience. Some have more. For example, the guys in Yuchis has big Yuchis. Usually it's less. Right, usually less. Right, some. Mom's a Talmud Chacham. What do you mean, Mamza Talmud Chacham? Mamza, his mother was an adulteress. Gave birth to a big fat Mamza. Right? And the Chazal, Mamza Talmud Chacham. Call a person Talmud Chacham? Chazal? He has to be going like going him. And he's a Mamza. Mamza Talmud Chacham. Right? Madua benem shel talmid chacham enam talmid chacham, Chazal say. Sheter loy birusha. That's also Aron HaTzishitim. That's one side of the Aron HaKodesh. What's for also to tell you? And that's it. I was telling the yeshiva who's at the sefer. It's a beautiful thing that everyone is a chelek in Torah. As a matter of fact, the Thursday night chaburas. I spoke about it at the dinner. It's a phenomenal thing. It's a phenomenal thing. In Europe, it was done by the older Bachman. Here we have no patience, so we do it earlier. The Yuna Salem, heard of Yuna Salem? Yuna Minska is a Bacher. He said Chaburas, 300 Bachman went to his Chabur. 300 bachman to hear the chabur. I believe it was worth it. They printed a little bit they had from him. The only chabur which is no good was he said not to go to Japan. Right, that chabur was a mistake. You know that? That was a bad piece of Torah. The boy Malini also said to go. He said not to go. That's a separate story over there. That's one of the side of the Aron HaKodesh. Give me a random Ahava. But everyone has a chelik alumnus. No such thing. If he doesn't have it, just switch chabuses and switch to Rebbe. Right? No such thing. One guy takes longer, one guy takes shorter. I tell you, one Purim, I can tell you his name also. Morty, what's his name? Rosenberg in Lakewood? Rosenberg? I don't know, I forgot his name. Anyway, he got drunk. Started to cry. I want to know how to learn. I don't know how to learn. I want to know how to learn. He was crying. Big Lamden. He's a big Lamden. He sent me a picture of his. A big Lamden. You know what Morty, you know what I'm talking about?
Bornstein?
No, Morty Rosenberg.
Rosenberg.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
You know the name?
Yeah.
Rosenberg. He's a big lump, right?
Yeah.
Right, you cry when you get drunk. You want to know how to learn? You want to know how to learn. I don't care how smart you are. Now, as a Rama, who's a Sefer Torah, another side of this, parsha, Perek Yud, it should be. Interesting, Rambam. What's behind this whole business of Aron HaKodesh? Zok the Rambam, mitzvah liyache yud yud sefer Torah. Mitzvah liyache the sefer Torah mokoyim, a special place for it. Ula chabed oisei amokoyim, yiret, ula hadru yoisei midai. What's the Rambam? That is a key of kavod, not just for sefer Torah. The sefer keep covered on what?
Mokim.
On the mokim and on the Aron HaKodesh. The chiyuv kavod. Ula hadroi. Hidur. Spend a lot of money on Aron HaKodesh. Where does this come from? Dr. Rambam. Who said? Where does it come from? Aron HaKodesh. Drom shebeluchoy sabris. Hein. Should be called safer of a safer. Whatever is knowing by the luchos is knowing. Every safer Torah has the same chiyuv, and by the luchos was a chiyuv aron and make an aron. So he also, what is their chiyuv? But every safer Torah to what? No, make aron a kodesh. So what's sensational over here is, not only is it covered for the Torah, is the chiyuv covered on what? No, on the Aron HaKodesh. Well, the chabed, oisei amokoyim, well, the hadroi, yesher midai. Hear what yesher midai mean? No limit. Mitzvah yachad sefer Torah, mokoyim, ula chabed oisei amokoyim, ula hadru yoisei midai. Now, in Chazal, you find, as a matter of fact, most of you ever called Aron HaKodesh, Aron, is chayav a big oinish. Right? You have to call it, what do you have to call it? Aron HaKodesh. Now you find a Talmud Chacham, interesting. It's a steer or not a steer. Sometimes a Talmud Chacham is called Aron HaKodesh. Where's the Talmud Chacham called Aron HaKodesh? Where? You ever see Rachmon Lassan, Adam God who died, but he writes, Nijbar Aron Elikim. He's called Aron HaKodesh. He contains the Torah in him. So he's called Aron HaKodesh. On the other hand, you find sometimes he's called the Torah itself. He's called Torah itself. Torah chigui sak. On about the Asura Rugi Malchus. It's called Torah itself. It says when he died, you have to have Shishim Rebu, you have his Levaya. Right? What Torah was given to Shishim, maybe not taken away. Other places you find it's called Aron HaKodesh. Rabbeinu Bachai says, Kidva Hashem Baza, gets a big curse. Mevada Talmud Chacham is Chayv Kurs, because he's Dva Hashem Baza. It's Rabbeinu Bachai in Shlach. That Talmud Chacham is Torah. So when is the Aron HaKodesh? Yes, like this. If it's a Bucky, what is he then? Aron HaKodesh. He contains a lot of Torah. If he's a London, what is he then?
Torah.
He's Torah itself. He's Torah itself. If he's a Bucky, he's Aron HaKodesh. But one thing you see over here, tremendous kavod yoisei midai, even for Aron HaKodesh, even as a baki. Chaim Blodgen said that he's a baki, he's an Aron HaKodesh. Kavod yoisei midai for Aron HaKodesh. For states of the Torah itself. Now, what's interesting is, very interesting thing. that where Chayrim, Hilchos Nidui, where's it written? Where's Hilchos Nidui written where? Hilchos Talmud Torah. Chayrim, what's the pshat? Of course, if someone is mevad in the Torah, Kovelat Torah is machayiv you to what? To put him in Chayrim. Kovelat Torah. Because Dvash and Boza, the worst affair in the world is Mavad Torah. How do you Mavad Torah? The three main Rosh Hashivas in Europe, who are the three main ones, you know the name?
Naftali,
Baruch Ben, Rav Shimon. They were the three main ones. The Baron Cut was up and coming star, but he was very young. The Khan was a high school, basically. All three of them, besides Goinim, they were very idle of people. Very, very. Look at the pictures even of Shimon of Tali Baruch Ber. Very gentle, idle. Now, in Radin, getting married is a very rare occasion because all the girls were Apikorsim. Because they didn't have Bisyako, they read Haskalah the whole day. They're all Apikorsim. Today, the problem is the two from. But then they're all up in Kursan. Mamish. They look at the Shir Bach, like garnished. And Chaim Moshe would see a crippled girl who would stand up. Why? Oh, she'll marry Talmud Chacham. So a crippled girl, he said, oh, she'll marry Talmud Chacham. So it's just Chavir. It was so bad. The matzah was awful. So, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
So then a boy got married. Comes to the chasana. The minig in Europe was, he said, Torah, I'm machmen on it. The boy sang Torah and shreds there. What are you saying, stupidity? Rav Tali Trop. Stop the nonsense! You hear that? Finally, the boy got engaged. Finally, got married. Why did he shoot him? Why did he do that? He was an idle person. After the Torah was good, he really got angry. Why did I say it? You hear that? He was angry both ways. You hear that? So why are you saying stupid stuff? What are you saying? Why do you do that? Cover the Torah. You got me even vazer the Torah.
Hashem.
Even vazer the Hashem. You're saying stupid stuff. In the name of Hashem. Right? So you have to. It's a chiv, cover the Torah. That's why Chayrim, you find a whole Hilchus Chayrim where? Hilchus Talmud Torah. Why? Cover that Torah machayv you to react with violence. You know that? Someone questioned me the other day why I reacted with violence about one person. He asked me on. You machayv. That's the only guy. You know, you should know history over here. That means George Washington. You should know the Torah history. The only guy put chassidim in chayrim. You know that? Chayrim. Why? He felt it being vaz of the Torah. And behind the lesson, we read Perik Dalit. You should read Shad Dalit all the time, Chelik out. Says, he writes about that. The many Kehilas don't have a Shas even. It's expensive. And they have Sifri Musa. It means Chassid, it doesn't mean Musa. It was before the Musa movement. It's about 100 years before. They read Sifri Musa the whole day. And they say they're Dovak Bashem. Hear that? Well, that's another Shacham written against Chassidim. Muslim means Chassidim. Shoslant was 100 years after that. Right. Why did you? And his deathbed. He had all the Ksavim, which were lost, unfortunately. He put Nefesh HaChaim. Why such reaction? Because Kabbalah's Torah is machayev a person to protect the Torah and protect the truth. And there are many ways of doing it. Naftali just cannot listen to her being insulted. Or each gadol with his own nusach. But the silver without a share, says, for this I should have stayed under the mountain. Hashem threatened them. You take the Torah, I push with the mountain. Yeah. For this I should have stayed under the mountain. Right. The actually, why are you doing these things over here? Why? You mechoyev to what? To protect the Kabbalah Torah. But Biskrav saw a safer on Kachim. Says, Baruch Hashem, I wasn't Muhammad to one vote. Baruch Shalom Kivanti. You hear that? Right. Well, another guy who said, he told this guy, Baki Bishasa will post him. I said, seems to me more Baki will pass for Shoysim. He said, Shasa will post him, Baki will pass for Shoysim, this guy over here. Hear that? So where's it all come from? Aron HaKodesh. Does Aron HaKodesh tell you? And Masjid, it said yesterday he died. She's beautiful Aron HaKodesh. There's some famous Aron HaKodesh. Which is the most famous one? That's this world.
In Kiryat Sefer.
Panavish. What do you think? They're fighting for nothing over there. Kabbalah Torah. That's their fighting. Kabbalah Torah. They're fighting. Kabbalah Torah. But who gets their own kodesh over there? Right. That's a chiyuv. Special chiyuv. And worst of all is mevaza. Mevaza Talmud Chacham. Just mevaza ben Avachai. He's Torah. He is Torah. And I remember there was a Rav in Flatbush, a goyim. He gave a lot of hashgachas. You saw his name, he had nothing to worry about. On a proud canoe for the short straif, nothing to worry about. No questions, hear that? Anyway, someone gave my father, Shalach Manas, a bottle of whiskey, kosher le Pesach, with this guy's name on it. It's Rob. So I said to my father, it would be very good fuel for the fire, for the beer chametz. This whiskey would be very good fuel. 10 blocks later, my father gave up chasing after me with a club. 10 blocks later, he gave up. Now he knew exactly what I knew. Torah is Torah, you don't talk about it? Huh? And a matter of fact, it was Mr. Rub was a famous Kanoi. There's another Rub like this who knew how to learn even better than that first one. And very question, his hashgachas were awful. And I think they say he was makpa not to daven mincha in 9 days because we have making shachiyanu. Anyway, very, very, and he had an open door by the Brisker Rav. Open door. Brisker Rav did not have open door. All kinds of stories. Right. A guy knocked the Brisker Rav's door. Bang, bang, bang. Opens the door. What do you want? I came to see the Brisker Rav. You saw him. other ones, he never offered a seat. The guy came in. And other ones, he used to fall asleep during the guy's singing Torah. He would fall asleep. Right. He had an open door with a seat and everything. Yes, the Brisker Rav. How come he has open door? And he talks some hours. Guess what he said? I can't help it. And I wish all of you in learning you should be that madrega. But Brisker said, I can't help it. I have no choice. Hear that? You don't want to talk to him. Hear that? So, that's the madrega over here. All right. That's covered on Thursday.